Divine Shepherd Lutheran Church and School in Black Hawk, South Dakota, is happy to share God's Word preached for you by Pastor Randy Sturzenbecker. We pray that you will rejoice in Christ crucified and resurrected for you. The waters of baptism, the Lord's Supper, and the forgiveness of sins, all for you, from Jesus.
The Old Testament reading according as Ezekiel chapter 34, 11 through 16. For thus says the Lord God, behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries. And will bring them into their own land, and I will feed them on the mountains of Israel by the ravines and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them with good pasture, and on the mountain heights of Israel, and the mountains of Israel shall be their grazing land. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and on rich pasture they shall feed on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed. I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak. And the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them in justice. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Will you join me in the catechetical review, the sacrament of the holy baptism, the fourth? What does such baptism with water indicate? It indicates that the old Adam in us should by daily contrition and repentance be drowned and die with all sins and evil desires, and that a new man should daily emerge and arise to live before God in righteousness and purity forever. Where is this written? St. Paul writes in Romans chapter 6, we were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. Romans 6:4. The epistle lesson comes from 1 Peter 2:21-25. For this you have called, because Jesus also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in his steps. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that he might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed, for you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand as we sing together the gospel. Hallelujah.
The Holy Gospel for the third Sunday of Easter from the Gospel of St. John, the 10th chapter. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock and one shepherd. This is the gospel of our Lord. Please be seated. I would invite all of our children to please come forward. Good morning. Good morning. You guys want to be sheep?
Yes.
It's Good Shepherd Sunday, so we are always reminded on Good Shepherd Sunday. Mason, will you help me hand these out? We're always reminded on Good Shepherd Sunday that we're sheep. And you know what sheep have? Sheep have wool and sheep have sheep ears, don't they? You want to put these on? You want to hand them out to those over there? You want to be the lion? No, you don't want to be the lion. The lion's bad. All right, you got the sheep ears, so that means you're a sheep. And what do sheep need?
The lion.
Sheep don't need a lion, that's for sure. What's a lion going to do if he sees the sheep? That's right, the lion is going to eat the sheep, and that's really bad for the sheep, isn't it? Especially if you're a sheep. So what do sheep need? Do sheep need something to eat? We'll get to that. Do sheep need something to eat? Yes, they need green grass and something like that. Do sheep need something to drink? Yes, they need water to drink. Do sheep need somebody to watch over them? Yes, because sheep are not the brightest animals in the barnyard. And they get into a lot of trouble. So sheep need a?
Shepherd.
A shepherd. Sheep need a shepherd. And what's the shepherd's job? To keep the wolf away, that's right. The shepherd's job is?
Away from the sheep and not eating the sheep.
And not eating the sheep, right? Yeah, the shepherd keeps the wolf away. And he does it really interesting. Now, you know a shepherd has a shepherd's crook, right? Mason, would you want to be the wolf? Nope, he's smarter than that. The shepherd uses his staff to keep the wolf away, right? But when we look at Jesus, Jesus says something. We know sheep need a shepherd. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. Let's say that again. I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd protects the sheep. And Jesus does it like this. He says, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. So if the wolf was coming and he was going to destroy you, a shepherd on earth would do what? He'd take the staff and you're going to be the sheep no matter what, or the lamb, the wolf, no matter what. He takes the staff and he keeps the wolf away, doesn't he? You know what Jesus does when the wolf comes? Jesus says, eat me. Eat me, eat the shepherd, and protect the sheep. That's what Jesus does. Yeah, Jesus says, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. So when the wolf came to destroy the good shepherd, Jesus let them. You see right behind you on the cross? That's the good shepherd. And the good shepherd laid down his life for the sheep. Laid down his life for all of us. So that we would be forgiven and so that we would be protected. The good shepherd laid down his life for the sheep. But is that where the story of Easter ends?
No.
No, what happened? 3 days later.
He rose from the dead.
You see, the wolf, death, can't stop the good shepherd. Even though it looked like it did and it took Jesus' life and put it on the cross, Jesus rose again on the third day just like he promised. Is our good shepherd on Easter Sunday? Is the good shepherd alive? Is the good shepherd still watching over us? Is he leading us to green pastures? Is he leading us to quiet waters? Is he continuing to protect us? He is. The good shepherd is alive, and the good shepherd is still loving us and leading us to all those places for our protection. Well, let's go to our Lord in prayer, shall we? Let's pray. Pray with me. Dear Jesus, thank you for being the good shepherd. Thank you for laying down your life and taking it up again. Watch over us. Love us. And forgive us. In your name, amen. All right, you're done being sheep. I need your sheep ears, though. So we can do this again next time. Will you pray with me? Father in heaven, we thank you that you have sent to us our good shepherd who lays down his life for us that we might be protected and provided for in your peace and mercy. Strengthen us now in the preaching of your word. In Jesus' name, amen. If there is one iconic picture that fills the idea of Christianity, it's the picture of the shepherd and the sheep. A number of years ago, Vonda and I were asked to be godparents for some of our friend's daughter. And as she was baptized that day, they gave us a print. And it's a print of the Good Shepherd. Jesus is holding the lamb up to his shoulder. He has his arms over the lamb, gently, yet firmly holding the lamb there. And you can see clearly the hole from the nail in his hand. Jesus is holding the lamb, and the lamb is content. This is a great place to be with the shepherd. And the shepherd, Jesus, looks down at the lamb, and you can see in his eyes mercy and compassion and tenderness for this lamb that he holds. It's a great image that we have, the good shepherd and we the sheep. And the good shepherd loves us and protects us and wants to give all of his good gifts to us. The image is so comforting because we know that's what we want. Those are the things that we need. We need to be content in Jesus' arms. But we also realize we're not. We want protection from our enemies. We want to trust our good shepherd in all things so completely so that we don't worry and fear and get caught up in all of the anxiety. We desperately want to feel loved like the artist paints in the pictures of the good shepherd and the sheep. But we also know very clearly what Isaiah writes about us. Isaiah says, "All we like sheep have gone astray and turned everyone to his own way." We want what the artist paints. We want that unconditional love, peace with God, protection from our enemies, security from our anxieties. And yet at the same time, we're always looking for that hole in the fence to get out there where the green grass looks just a little better than it does under the care of the good shepherd. With a few unsettling news reports, and suddenly we like sheep are running with the herd in fear and trepidation about what's happening in our world. Inflation right now causes us to worry about our future and that we'll be in need, even though our good shepherd has met every one of our needs and has kept every one of his promises. Honestly, we resent the protection that the good shepherd gives to us. We're always looking for the hole in the fence. We're always looking to get out from under his care that he provides and protects us with. We're defenseless sheep, and yet we think that somehow this big fluffy wool that we have will stop the evil one from devouring us. Peter reminds us that Satan is like a roaring lion looking to devour the sheep. That's who we are. We're sheep. Sheep who aren't content. Sheep who don't realize the kind of trouble we're in until it's too late. Sheep that should be left to the slaughterhouse. That's who we are, sheep. Worried, wandering, wavering sheep. Even before Jesus made this promise in the gospel reading for today, that he is the good shepherd, God was pointing us ahead to the promises that Jesus would make and the things that Jesus would do. The prophet Ezekiel in the first reading for today said this, "Behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will search them out, even to the point of leaving the 99 and searching for that one that's wandered off." Jesus searches for his sheep. Jesus searches for us. Jesus searches for that lost sheep, no matter where they've wandered, no matter what darkness they've wandered into, lost in adultery, lost in pornography, lost in depression, lost in eating disorders, lost in anxiety, lost in dead-end jobs, lost in unbelief, lost in the throes of death. Jesus keeps looking to bring us back to the protection and the peace that only He can give. Jesus never quits looking for the lost. And He's not afraid to go into the darkness. Jesus isn't afraid to go into the messes that we create and we find ourselves in this world. When we see the images of the Good Shepherd, they are a little bit misleading, at least as we look at the shepherd. When we look at the pictures, they're always iconic. The shepherd is well-dressed and clean, and the lamb is fat and happy and content on his shoulders. The grass is green and tall. The water is plentiful and still. Well, in reality, on this side of the resurrection, that picture of the shepherd is probably a little bit different. It should probably look like this. The good shepherd is dirty and bloody and broken and scarred. He's scarred from every time he has to grab us back because we've run through the fence of his law and broken his commandment, and he heals our wounds. He's scarred from pulling us out of the jaws of all of the evil that we found ourselves in that would devour and destroy us. He has our blood on himself for all the times that he's covered our wounds and patched us up from every time we've run off to be where the demons dwell. He's covered in dirt and other not so pleasant things that happen when you take care of sheep. He has muck boots on because he walks in the muck of our sinful, broken world and all of that foul and disgusting stuff so that he can remove the stain of our sin from us and then cover us in his righteousness and his peace. The part of the picture that's always right when we look at the picture of the sheep and the shepherd is the way that the shepherd looks at the sheep. It's always with mercy and compassion. It's always with care. The shepherd holds the sheep to his arms and he looks down because this is his very own sheep. And he is the shepherd and he loves that sheep. If you want an accurate picture of what the good shepherd looks like, look at the cross. Look at Jesus. Jesus himself tells us what is his most important work. He says the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The wolf, the devil, death itself comes looking for our great good shepherd. And Jesus doesn't run. Jesus stands there and lets death devour him. That you and I might be saved and protected. Jesus lets the evil one devour him. Because if the shepherd is out of the way, the sheep are easy prey. In the tomb, lifeless, laid there. Death seems to have done its worst. And on the third day, just as our good shepherd promised, he rose from the grave and he takes his life up again so that we might live in his peace and his protection and his promises all of our days. If there's a time when we need the promises of the good shepherd, that promise is today. That promise is for us. For all of those who are wandering in the wasteland of spirituality, Jesus doesn't leave them. He continues to call them back to the flock. He continues by his Holy Spirit to bring them so that they might know that he is their good shepherd and they are his loved sheep. Jesus promises, "I will bring back the strayed." For those who are beaten with the rod of God's law so much that they're in complete despair, Jesus' resurrection and his complete and total forgiveness brings healing for the injured and peace to the brokenhearted. Because Jesus promises, "I will bind up the injured." For all of those who feel their knees buckling under the stress of the world, of their schedules, of all of the anxiety and the pressures of work, Jesus promises, "I will strengthen the weak." You know, as we listen to these promises of Jesus, They'd be easy to dismiss if Jesus was still in the grave. We could say he made the promises and he didn't keep them. But we know that's not the case. Our good shepherd did lay down his life for the sheep and took his life up again on the third day that we might know he does keep his promises. That not even death itself is able to separate his love from protecting and providing for us. Dear wounded and wandering and wondering sheep, Christ is risen. And his promises are ours. He is the good shepherd who has laid down his life for you and has taken it up again and promises to continue to be with us. His loving and compassionate eyes are on you. You are his lamb, and he is your good shepherd. In the name of Jesus, amen. And now may the peace that passes all understanding guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.